You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Now it's time for a trending report. Well, the nation exploded over the weekend with protest, some peaceful demonstrations, and some that ended up not so peaceful. The National Guard called out in many places, something like four dozen American cities, big American cities with curfews, including the Mile High City, numerous arrests. And Jeremy and I were talking about this a little bit earlier this morning. It's just disappointing that our nation is in this kind of situation in the year 2020. I would have thought, I would have hoped that we would be better than this. I'm talking about the event that started it all and the response.
Correct.
Both. And it just kind of...
It's embarrassing is what I called it earlier. It's just embarrassing for the world to look at us and see all this going on. It's just extremely sad.
But the thing is, and now it's starting to spread to other countries as well.
Yep.
So let's hope for a peaceful resolution to all of this. And
kudos to the people volunteering today. I've seen a lot of volunteering downtown of people going down and just cleaning up and scrubbing spray paint and graffiti off the Capitol and all that. So kudos and thank you for volunteering to do that.
I also saw that in some cities, this kind of warmed my heart. In some cities, the police and the citizens joined arms and marched together.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that's how it's done.
That is a cool scene right there. Just saying, we are all in this together. Let's make things right. And anyway, that's all I'll say about that.
Yep.
Some other bright news in the news this weekend was the launch of the SpaceX Falcon 9 on Saturday.
Sweet, huh? Pretty
Dude,
cool.
I could not stop watching.
Like, if anything went wrong, you wouldn't have known it. It just looks so picture perfect and flawless and spectacular. That thing's shooting up, man.
The thing that got me was yesterday morning's docking of it all, because that is like something you see in a science fiction movie, and we kind of take for granted in the movies. They just zip right up, and it's like, this is so precise.
19 hours to get there.
And while you're watching the docking of the two, it looks like they're both essentially motionless, and they're just like moving, what did they say, a tenth of a meter per second. They're barely crawling toward each other. But what you have to wrap your brain around is while they're doing that, they're both moving 17,000 miles per hour.
Pretty crazy, huh?
And every second, are you ready? A second is from now to now, they go 5 miles.
Crazy.
5 miles per second.
They were talking about the amount of math involved with this to make everything line up just so perfect. And it's mind-boggling. There's people out there that do this and create this.
Encourage your children to take STEM classes.
No jokes.
And become an engineer.
Stick with math.
Fantastic. Anyway, the Bob and Doug, the astronauts, are going to be up there on the International Space Station with the other three astronauts.
Old
for
Bob
about
and Doug.
Another 5 weeks or so. All sorts of funny memes going around.
So many that they left the planet just in time. They got out of here. They're like, screw this, we're out of here.
Anyway, so that's the good news. What do you have?
Hey, June's National Safety Month, everybody. That's fun. It's also National Go Barefoot Day. Now, Dom, are you a go barefoot type person? I hate being without shoes.
Not outdoors.
At all. I don't even like being
indoors.
I don't either. I'll have to have, I have like flip-flops on or
No, I
slippers.
Like it indoors.
I don't. I don't want them on indoor. I need shoes on indoors and outdoors.
Well,
don't like being barefoot.
Well, you need a shirt on at all times, too. You just don't like any part of your body exposed.
It's a toe-stubbing concern of mine. I mean, if you've ever hit that little pinky toe, the little baby toe, man, you want something on your feet. So, National Go Barefoot Day.
I am envious of the people who have been barefoot outside so much that they have these tough feet and they can walk over gravel and everything.
Anything.
Because when I try that, I'm like, All right, what else?
Oh, here's some news that we were really interested in. Kylie Jenner, supposedly the youngest self-made billionaire ever, but Forbes says, they pulled her title. They say that she's been lying for years to inflate her own wealth. I guess they're accusing Kylie and her mom, Chris, of spinning a web of lies to make her Kylie Cosmetics seem a little more successful than it actually is. They jacked with tax returns, adjusted revenue, made it look like two or three times higher than it really was. They say her actual net worth is just under $900 million. She hasn't crossed the billion mark yet.
So she's got to somehow sneak by on $900 million?
Poor Kylie. How's she going to make it?
I saw that she's denying the report, but I'm saying if I have to choose between believing a Jenner/Kardashian or Forbes...
I'm going with Forbes.
Yeah. I also saw that when they took that title away from her, that it gave the title back to Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, youngest billionaire.
As the youngest to reach a billion.
It's crazy.
On their own... And I'm never going to buy this thing that Kylie Jenner is self-made.
Same. It's a family business. She didn't do any of this. Kylie. Kylie Cosmetics. Is that Stephanie Good?
Mm.
I don't know either. It sounds like she is making a loss.
You love.
I mean, your lips look really plump today, so I don't know what you're using. Mm-hmm. Burt's Bees. You look good. Okay, so here's some more bad news. Let me go on record first by saying that Costco, I love Costco. I shop at Costco a lot. I got great meat, great tires, all right? Costco, it's great. But the one thing I don't like about Costco, Dom, is those ding-dang free samples because they gum up traffic in the store. So I was super excited when, well, I wasn't super excited when the pandemic started. But in this case, yes, because Costco pulled all the free samples. They said, we're not going to do that anymore. We don't need people gathering. Well, now Costco's chief financial officer says they're going to be back sometime in the middle of this month. They're bringing back samples.
Aren't they like rejiggering it?
Not what this country needs right now. Yeah, he said it's not going to look the same. It's going to be a little different. So I would imagine there's going to be like plexiglass shields up around those sweet little old ladies and they're giving out samples, and you're not going to be able to walk up and take your little pita chip or Hot Pocket or whatever they're sampling. They're probably going to hand it to you with tongs or something, but I don't know. It's coming back, man. It's going to jack up my shopping. Why do they do that?
Tough life, isn't it?
What a life.
Having to maneuver your way around Costco with your giant
cart.
Well,
it's like you're on a mission, and then people stop. They just stop and stand there. And then they stare, trying to figure out what they're cooking, and then they stand there trying to get a sample. It's the worst, man. New survey going around this morning asking people to name the most iconic fashion item of all time. Mm-hmm. And the miniskirt came in first. Ooh.
All right. I guess I can see that.
It beat out shorty shorts, denim jackets. You wear shorty shorts, don't you? With your
lip gloss? I got some on right now.
Leather jackets, shoulder pads, knee-high boots, skinny jeans. The LBD, the little black dress, came in second. But the miniskirt, the most iconic. Meh.
I was looking at the overall.
Overalls are more iconic.
No.
Than the miniskirt.
I was looking at the list listed, I think, overall, something like 25 or 30 of them. And I saw that your cowboy boots were in the top 20 somewhere.
Cowboy boots, yeah. Square-toed, though. They can't be the pointy ones. Speaking of clothing, hashtag segue, a professional runner in New York broke the world record for running the fastest mile, in jeans. He ran a mile in jeans, chafed the hell out of his thighs.
I was going to say, you're going to need some balm after that.
Balm. Burt's Bees balm. He ran it in 4 minutes and 6 seconds. In jeans.
That's incredible. Last guy did it
in 4:11, so he shaved a couple seconds off.
What's the overall fastest mile? Is it like 3 minutes and 40?
3:43, I think. I Googled it earlier today.
So
it was right around there.
So this guy was only 23 seconds off.
Not far
overall.
Behind in his dungarees.
Wow.
Can't imagine.
They had to be some really loose-fitting jeans.
I would think so. Would you want loose, though, or really tight? Because you're more aerodynamic.
Well, really tight.
Here I go. I'm going to run.
I mean, maybe tight in the legs. But not in the groinal area.
Well,
just saying.
Why? It's a nice snug fit. Well, it's not that it matters. I'm married. I my pants are super tight. There's nothing left.
The good news is he did this as a fundraiser for mental health and raised a lot of money for it. So $31,000
Real quick, here's your Fat America. The pandemic has brought back the tuna melt. Was this a big thing before? I don't know.
Was there a hue and cry for that to come back?
Because
I don't think so.
Mentions of tuna melt are up 30% on social media since March. Who's tracking the tuna melt mentions, first of all?
Personally, I can't get on board with cheese on fish. That doesn't
And tuna
work
smells
with me.
Bad enough on its own, and then you warm it up and then put like stinky cheese on it? That's a food you don't want to warm up in the office break room, I think, right there. Tuna melts are disgusting.
Kind of off topic a little bit, but staying on the fish subject and smelly fish, like 2 weeks ago, our trash day is Tuesday, where the trash guys come on Tuesday morning. And Tuesday evening is when Gretchen decided to make fish. And she makes like a trout dish that's just really good and everything. But then that went into the trash, you know, all the stuff that was left and the grease from it and stuff like that. And then that went into the little dumpster thing in the garage. So it had an entire week to sit there before the trash guys came. By Friday, we had to put the barrel outside just because it couldn't stay in that garage a minute longer because
so
of the
gross.
Smell of fish.
So you know, there are raccoons in it.
And in a trash barrel for days. It's like, So we had this agreement. It was like, fish now will either be a Sunday or a Monday night
Smart
meal.
Move.
And that's it.
That is it. Stinky. All Nothing right. worse. All right. Clickbait? Go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. This morning is just a little shameless self-promotion. Not a lot of people know this, but my family was almost eaten by a bear. Very dangerous situation. I wrote about it, and they plopped the article in the June issue of Colorado Parent Magazine.
That's cool.
So I posted the link, and then if you click around a little bit, you might be able to see who's on the cover this month of the June
Who
issue.
Who could that be?
Who could it be? So check it out. Search it, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook.
I also say if you are a member of the Mind Bender Club, I have a link to that, to Jeremy's Colorado Parent bit in this this morning's Mind Bender
cool.
Club mailer that's going out.
Thanks,
so
man.
You guys will be able to find it that way, too.
It's a bear.
It's a bear.
It's a bear.